Up next is North State Give and Take. I'm Bobby Tryon. Today I'm going to interview Patty Goodwin Donito, and she is with the Sons and Daughters of Italy. And we are doing this today because she has a wonderful event coming up that we wanted to talk about. But before we do that, I'd like Patty to talk to me a little bit about the Sons and Daughters of Italy and what they do and how long you've been doing it and a few things like that.
Okay. First of all, the Sons of Italy was created back in 1905 by Italian immigrants in New York City. And they realized that they were over here without many resources and that they needed to get together to help support each other. So they formed this unit where they made sure that everyone was able to get enough food and pay rent and, you know, be able to congregate and not lose their heritage. So it slowly spread across the whole United States, and every state has at least one lodge. California has several. The Vincenzo Bellini Lodge, which is the Chico Lodge, was created in May 1982. And it was created by the Lucido family, Kathy Lucido, and now her son James is one of our members, and he runs the Sicilian Cafe, owns it. Anyway, so we're a nonprofit organization that raises money to help other nonprofits, but mostly we try to funnel our money into the money that we make doing things into scholarships for high school kids. And they don't have to be Italian to get one.
Nice.
Just have good grades, you know?
Sure.
That's usually given out in the spring.
Uh-huh.
So because of COVID, we haven't been very active in the last year and a half. Ordinarily, we have spaghetti feeds every year. I'm sure a lot of people know about those because we usually have good attendance. We also show up to help out the Wildflower Festival.
Uh-huh. Bike ride.
And the actually, it's the school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Different.
And so that helps raise money for them.
Mm-hmm.
We sell our meatball sandwiches there and mm-hmm. then give them all the money. We've also helped ARC and Little Red Hen and lots of the
local nonprofits.
All local, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
And you do a golfing event as well?
Yes, every year our president puts on, I believe this year it's 35 years of a fantastic golf event that is really, really fun. You don't even have to know how to golf, you know. We start off with a frozen meatball putting contest, which is usually televised, and it's been on national news before.
That's great.
Yeah,
sounds like funny. Sounds like meatballs are kind of an important part of these sandwiches, kind of famous.
Yeah. And we're definitely this year we're making them all homemade, and so on Monday we have a group getting together to make the meatballs.
How many will you make?
I think probably around 500 or 600.
Yeah.
And they'll also be for sale, mm-hmm. you know, especially toward the end if
sure.
anybody. And our sauce, of course, is from Sicilian Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have such good sauce.
Uh-huh.
So our buns are being donated by Save Mart in Chico.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
So you can kind of get some donations for these events because people all like to chip in and help with fundraising.
Yes, thank goodness, because we couldn't do it without them.
Uh-huh.
So.
And so to be in the Sons and Daughters of Italy, you don't have to be Italian, or you
No, you don't. I am not Italian.
Goodwin.
Yes, I am Irish, mostly. Yeah, we have friends that join that, because it's such a good group.
Right, because it's a good organization.
We have a great time. Yeah. Every month, we meet once a month. We have this big potluck. And great food, great company, great wine, you know, or beer, whatever. And it's just a lot of fun. And then we get a little business done. And
make plans for the events that you're going to
do. Yes.
Neat.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like a nice organization.
Yeah.
Now, you do have an event coming, and it is, let's see, let me have the date, September 18th.
Yes.
And that's a Saturday?
Saturday, and it's from 10 to 6. It's called Festa Italiana.
Okay. In the plaza.
In the downtown Chico City Plaza.
Okay. September 18th, Saturday.
Saturday.
Starts at 10.
10.
Pretty amazing. All day long until 6.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what that's going to look like.
Okay.
It's sort of the first thing in the plaza, isn't it? Since...
Well, I think so. We keep going down there and looking, and we don't see much activity down there.
So this is in downtown Plaza in Chico.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have been guaranteed by the Chico City Parks Department that it will be absolutely clean and empty by 7 a.m. when we start setting things up.
Okay.
And that they will be there around during the day as and they have assistance from the Chico City Police if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We're planning on... You know, our vision is just getting in there, having this beautiful space to work with, and just having a great
setting
day.
It up. It is a beautiful space.
Yes.
I, you know, remembering all these years when we fought about it, when we cut down the big trees. But boy, every time I go down there, and I'm going, wow, this really did turn out nice.
Yes.
So you've got the fountain area now. There'll be tables there. Is that right?
Well, first of all, in the fountain area, the fountain will be off.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are putting in a Roman fountain surrounded by what's called infiorata, which means decorating with flowers in Italian.
Huh.
And what that is basically is it's like a carpet of flowers. There are festivals mostly in May and June in Italy. There are three big ones, especially where they actually make the flower carpets all the way down the street.
Beautiful.
And they make pictures out of the flowers. They also use, you know, beans, wood chips, anything that helps with the coloring that they need. And it's fabulous to see. We have divided it into quarters. My girlfriends, the Gold Lame girls are doing one.
The Gold Lame girls?
Yes.
I can imagine.
Yes. They're doing one section. Flowers by Rochelle is doing another section. And we're hoping, I haven't heard back yet, from the Boys and Girls Club doing one, and the Little Red Hen doing another.
Uh-huh.
And so that's to give them advertisement, free advertisement, and some fun for the kids, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then on the outside of that, there will be 6 urns with ferns in them. And then on the outside of that, then the lowest part of the plaza fountain will be on.
Uh-huh.
So there'll be this
little bit of water splashing around.
Yeah, just to help with the mood, you know?
Oh, I know. This
so,
just sounds,
and all the tables will be decorated.
So
and, you know, they'll have the little red and white check tablecloths, but then there'll be decorations in the middle of all that. So it should be a heck of a lot of fun.
Oh, it should be.
We're planning
great.
On it for sure.
And just neat to see.
Yes.
Yeah.
So We have almost all our vendor spaces taken. That's 32.
Wow.
Okay. We have use of the stage, and we have lots of entertainment lined up. We have the Dinaholics, which is a Rat Pack group. They're out of Sacramento, and so it's a tribute to Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Marilyn Monroe. So that ought to be pretty good.
That ought to be pretty good.
We have Achilles the Magician coming in. He will be both on stage and roaming around. He's quite spectacular. And we have Max Minardi coming in. He's a local Chico, has made it big, you know, and has gone international. And he's going to play for us in the afternoon. And that's our Italian Americana, you know, mm-hmm. Italian American.
Yeah.
Is basically this covers. And so he's the Americana part.
Sure.
We're hoping to have the Chico Children's Choir. We have the Baliana dancers out of Sacramento also. They're Italian dancers in costume.
Oh, wow.
And we're hoping to have Hype Dance Studio as well. Haven't heard back from them yet.
And this will be on the stage.
Yes.
These things will be on the stage.
And in between all those acts, there will be Italian music playing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the whole mood is there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have
pizza.
Oh, yes. And then we have a pizza tossing. I don't know if we want to call it a demonstration or a contest yet.
Yeah.
If we get more sponsors, maybe we can make it a contest. It should be pretty funny.
So now, is this making pizzas?
It's different people making pizzas.
Okay.
Coming, you know, with their dough.
To show the...
Show how it's done. And, of course, it's always how high can you go, how wide can you go.
Yes.
You know? Our vice president has something up his sleeve, so that should be pretty funny.
So there'll be things to see and do. You've got 32 vendors, so
yes.
You can walk around and do that.
Absolutely. We have a wine and beer garden.
Okay.
And so that will be open to anyone 21 and older.
Uh-huh. Sure. And the meatball sandwiches.
The meatball sandwiches. Bradley and Son Grass-Fed Beef have donated the meat.
Wow.
It's fabulous. We also have the Flores family out of Durham who used to run the Chico Fish Market. And so they're bringing calamari and chips and Sicilian pizza and Italian rice balls. My daughter's making cannolis and pizzelles. And then we have Italian ice. And we'll also have nuts and butters and fruit food baskets and organic cotton candy. So there'll be lots to munch on.
Organic cotton candy?
Organic. Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
That makes it okay.
That's neat. That's neat. You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Patty Goodwin Donito. Also, Rose Febo will be coming up. In this interview, you're listening to Bobby Tryon on North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM, and these guys are talking about the Festa Italiana that will be coming up on the 18th of September. Stay tuned, and we'll hear more about that. We're back to our pre-recorded interview with Patty Goodwin Donito about the Festa Italiana. You're listening to North State Give and Take on 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. My name's Bobby Tryon, and my interviews are pre-recorded with local people doing things and contributing to our community.
Now, all of this has been created for a benefit, and that benefit is the Butte County Office of Emergency Management for Evacuation Services. So back when I was on the grand jury in 2018-19 when the Camp Fire happened, we found out that all the emergency personnel that were non-firefighters who have their regular uniforms on, who were up in the fire trying to get people out and directing traffic and everything, the heat was so strong, it was literally starting to melt their uniforms. And so I thought, wow, we gotta do something about that, you know? You know, we're talking to Sheriff Honey about sirens, and, you know, he immediately equipped his vehicles that he needed with sirens that are more like the European sirens. So they're not like a regular siren. So that it really alarms you, like, whoa, what's that? Uh-huh. And that's a signal, get out, you know? So we wanna also raise money for them to get more sirens that will go in these smaller areas where when the electricity goes out, you know, how do they get notified if the cell towers go down, like what happened in Paradise? Mm-hmm. How do they get notified?
Mm-hmm. So the siren would be stationary there all the time, and it would go off, and then they would know enough to either find the information.
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes, and that's what I believe, but I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
We're also going to have a fire engine, and hopefully, and possibly their uniforms, so that the kids can try on. You know, their. Yeah. And speaking of kids, we have a whole kids activity area where there will be bocce ball.
And is that how you say it? Bocce?
Bocce, yes.
Well, I'll be darned.
Bocce means kiss.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So when the bocce ball hits the Polina and sits next to it, it's called bocce. But it's called bocce, you know, for...
Well, there's a hot tip for us all.
Yeah,
but bocce ball.
So we have an adult area to play as well as kids, and the kids will have face painting if they want it. They have mask making if they want it because Halloween's coming up.
Neat.
And there's lots of other activities for them. There'll be a balloon man, and you know,
wow. So yeah. I know one thing that you did want to add was about a raffle or an auction that you have going.
We have two booths by the Sons and Daughters, and one is a raffle where, you know, you can buy tickets and there's some great gifts in there. And the same for the silent auction booth, which is also run by us. And so be sure to visit those to see.
Sure. I was going to say, sometimes those silent auctions are amazing.
Yes.
So that is definitely worth going down just to check that out.
Yes, yes.
And then have a meatball sandwich.
Yes. If anyone wants to make a donation to the benefit itself, which will go directly to the county, they can send a check to Post Office Box 7021, Chico 95927. And just make it out to the Sons and Daughters of Italy.
Uh-huh, and that will go directly to the emergency.
Yes.
What is it again? Emergency, the whole title.
Butte County Office of Emergency Management for Evacuation Support.
And they call it EOM?
OEM.
O-E-M.
Office of Emergency Management.
Okay.
Yes.
Something certainly worth donating to.
Yes.
Again, that P.O. Box.
7021. Chico, California, 95927.
And with us today also is Rosemary Febo, who we all know is a great volunteer and Italian. And I know that she's teamed up with you a little bit, and she's a great team person to have when you're going to do an event. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Patty's been working endlessly on this. You know, I just play a very small part doing mm-hmm. some of the media outreach. But I grew up in with the Sons of Italy. Now we're the Sons and Daughters, so we're a little more politically correct. But when I was growing up, it was the Sons of Italy, and my father and mother and godparents and aunts and uncles all belonged. So I was privy to go to all the spaghetti feeds and be on the bowling league. And I mean, this particular lodge does a lot of stuff other than, recreational as well. We have a bowling league. We play out at the courts at the end of Normal, where our other, you know, you're familiar with that over mm-hmm. at Greg Amaral's. And so we do stuff like we had a picnic the other day, you know, which is our yearly picnic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as most Italians know, it's all about the food.
Sure.
So,
yeah, and it's all usually quite good.
Yeah, it's usually quite good. Yeah. So
you teamed up and are kind of helping with, you know, as this event approaches.
Right.
I'm sure
right.
you guys are working together pretty closely.
Yeah, yes. I'll be there. So come on out and enjoy the day. It's just going to be a fabulous time.
Oh, I know.
You know. And it's a way of really sharing the Italian culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to keep it alive. I'm very proud of my Italian descent
heritage. Yeah.
heritage. And even though I'm second generation American, my parents were Italian Americans, and I'm mm-hmm. American Italian, I guess. I don't know how that
goes,
but
yeah.
I've visited Italy many times, and I feel so at home there because it is part of my DNA, I guess. And it's exciting, and come to one of our meetings sometime. It's a great group of people, and again, like mm-hmm. Patty says, you don't have to be Italian. Mm-hmm. You just have to like the food and like the Italian culture because.
Is there a website?
There is. It's sonsofitalychico.com.
Okay.
And you can go in, and there's an application to, you know, to apply to become mm-hmm. a member or find out when our next mm-hmm. meetings are and so forth.
And also, probably if somebody wants to, because there's a nice flyer, but go on the website and you can find out more about the fiesta.
Yes.
It's not fiesta, it's festa.
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 Which
Italiana.
Means fiesta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Festa
Italiana.
Sure. So, the website again?
Sons of Chico. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sons of Italy Chico.com.
Okay. Sons of Italy Chico.com. More information about the Festa Italiana, which is on September 18th, a Saturday, in the City Plaza here in Chico. Starts at 10 in the morning.
Yes.
And goes to 6.
Yes.
And throughout that day, there just are going to be some amazing things to see and do and eat.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So if you like to have fun and kind of get away from all the negative news and all that.
Definitely.
And you'll find your friendliest people there.
Yeah.
And very welcoming.
Yeah.
So please do stop by and plan on staying a while and having a great time.
Yeah. Sounds great. I am so glad that we got to talk about it. And so that people know that it's coming, that's in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah. Good timing.
3 weeks from tomorrow, I believe.
Look at you.
It's going to be great. Yeah. You know, for the first year, this is hopefully it'll be an annual event.
Yeah. Yes.
But
well, and I really like using the plaza.
I do too.
I mean, that plaza is so, I just think it's so beautiful, and you know, and my grandkids go down and run through the fountain and that kind of thing, but it's not utilized really.
Well, no. In Italy, they have the piazzas. They call them piazzas, mm-hmm. and that's mm-hmm. where people congregate mm-hmm. all the time. At night, they sure. stroll after dinner and go get their mm-hmm. gelato and, mm-hmm. you know, and congregate in the piazzas, sure. and which means plaza.
Sure.
And so we need to use ours yeah. more often, right. I believe.
I believe it, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, we'll go down there and run on a hot day. The kids will run through the fountain. We're the only ones there, kids-wise.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a fountain.
Yeah.
It's 104.
I know.
And then we go get our gelato.
Exactly. Thanks so much, Bobby.
Yeah, you're welcome, Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Patty, thank you. Thank you, Rose. I'm happy to have you out there talking about what you're doing. Did you want to say something about that just as a tail end?
I was going to mention that, you know, Rosemary had mentioned the golf classic.
Yeah.
It's October 11th.
Okay.
You don't have to know how to play golf to
okay.
attend.
Okay.
And I think we talked about
attend or play.
Play.
Both. Oh, you don't even have to. Wait a minute. You don't
play
even have
or
to
attend.
Okay. Okay.
You just have to want to come and have fun.
Okay. Cool.
And there's lots of food available too. There's big dinner
oh, I'm sure
and so
there
forth.
Is.
Yeah.
And then do good golfers also go?
Yes.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Yes.
We have people coming from all over the state
to
go because they love this event.
Okay.
Canyon Oaks.
And if you're interested, this is a good thing online, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And that's at?
Sons of Italy, Chico.com.
Okay. Sons of Italy, Chico.com for
yes.
information about the California Golf Classic, which is October 11th. And any information that you want. Also about Festa Italiana on September 18th in the Chico City Plaza.
Yes.
Got
thank
it.
You.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. You've just heard a pre-recorded interview with Patty Goodwin Donito and Rose Febo about Festa Italiano happening September 18th at the Downtown Plaza in support of our emergency services here in Butte County. You're listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM. My name's Bobby Tryon. If you'd like to be on North State Give and Take, please call me at 530-520-1593, and I'd love to interview you. And thanks for your support, and thanks for listening. If you want to hear more of these interviews, or this one, you can go to KZFR, go to the Program tab, go to Tuesday, go down to North State Give and Take, and all my programs are there. Thanks for listening again, and come back next Tuesday at 6 p.m.